from 75 horsepower to 250 horsepower. Tohatsu, the oldest commercial outboard motor builder in the world since 1956, with a 5-year factory warranty. See your local Tohatsu dealer. McCurry's Outboard Repairs at the Greenville Boat Show, January 27th through the 30th. Call 225-8704.
Walt Dip to the Red Rage, we are back. You want in 654-767. On the South Carolina transfers, they added Devonte Reed, the Central Michigan safety. Reed's a good player, has been a real solid player for Central Michigan. I think he's a good addition at the back end of that secondary. They also added a former NC State defensive end, Terrell Dawkins. Dawkins is a guy who has had some injury issues at NC State, but I think he has 3 years of eligibility left. So, he's a guy who's played some at NC State. I think he can certainly help. I don't think there's any question about that. So I think that's a good solid addition. He's a guy who will help continue to build the body of your team. But the best pickup, I think, was Wells, the wide receiver. You know, Wells is a guy who is probably, 6'1", 6'2", somewhere in that range. I even went back and watched his high school film, and he obviously had some real production at James Madison. But when you watch his high school film, he's a guy who attacks the football in the air. He'll fight for the ball. He'll high point the ball. He's a point of catch type of guy. He doesn't have blinding speed, but he has good speed. Knows how to run routes. I think he'll be a good addition. I think of those three players, I think he's the most talented of the three players. But I think all three guys can certainly help, and it continues to build on what South Carolina had already done through the transfer portal and adding Spencer Rattler and Austin Stogner, the tight end out of Oklahoma. So, listen, Shane Beamer attacking the transfer portal, trying to make that football team better and building on what they did at the end of the year. So it looked good for them. I think it's what you need to do, and they are doing it. So I think it's a good job by Beamer and staff. As I said, they continue to build on what they did at the end of the season. I'm coming to you in the phone lines. Before I do, let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. You know, Gilstrap helped Ramona. They've helped basically everybody here at the station in one way or another. Salesar David had a disastrous situation. You know, your roof's the most important element of your home. It keeps all the bad stuff out. And when it doesn't, you have a big problem. And you can lose things that are precious to you. Our Salesar David had 2 floors worth of damage, enormous damage. Look, Gilstrap Roofing's been covering the upstate for 4 generations. They're the most experienced. They have the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing's the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. Gilstrap does it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers specializing in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is the reason why such a large portion of their business comes from referrals. Look, if you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor that has extensive experience, who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing and the Gilstrap Difference. They've been serving the upstate and the Midlands since 1935. Family-owned and operated across four generations. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Full-service roofing contractor. Extensive experience with hail and wind damage. Five-year workmanship warranty for all full roof replacements. Call them, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. Online at gilstrapproofing.com. You know, before I come to Craig and Rory and everyone else on hold, one thing on Will Anderson. You know, all last season, I told people when Alabama's defense wasn't very good, all last year I said the best player on that defense by far is Will Anderson. And Will Anderson was not a household name when I was saying that, you know, but he was clearly the best player on the Alabama defense. And now he's evolved his game to a whole new level as he's begun to physically mature. And when you look at Will Anderson now, I've never said what I'm about to say in my entire life since this guy. Will Anderson of Alabama is starting to remind me a little bit of Lawrence Taylor in terms of an edge presence. Because, as was pointed out during the broadcast numerous times, he's not just a pass rusher. He's a complete football player. He's very physical. He's very tough to deal with. Alabama slid him inside in sort of, you know, a jackrabbit package much of the for part of the year to take advantage of his ability. And he's a hand warrior. You get lots of guys like Devontae Wyatt of Georgia is one of these guys. You know, Herb Street kept talking about Wyatt last night. Wyatt is a really good football player. He's very athletic, but still needs to learn how to make better use of his hands. He's also a risk taker. He's a guy who penetrate and sometimes get burned as a result. But Wyatt is a talent. But, you know, a lot of guys come out of college and they still don't master hand usage. Will Anderson, as a freshman last year, and certainly this year as a sophomore, understands how to utilize his hands. And that means so much as a defender. But in terms of the physical element that he brings, not just the pass rushing ability, but the physical element he brings, I think this is the first guy I've ever said has elements of Lawrence Taylor in what I'm watching and seeing. And quite honestly, if Will Anderson was in this draft, this would be the best edge draft ever. It's going to be one of the best ever anyway. That's going to be an enormous strength of this draft. But Anderson is just insanely special. And the other guy who plays Sam for Alabama, who flashed repeatedly last night, particularly in pass rush situations, is Dallas Turner, the Sam linebacker. Dallas Turner is amazing. So again, for the people who think that Bama is going away, I would suggest to you their defense next year is going to be a lot better than their defense was this year. And as long as Dallas Turner and Will Anderson stay healthy, those two guys, that's the best pair of linebackers, not only in America, but maybe in the last 20 years. So, you know, watch for that. But, yeah, they're going to be a big factor next year.
Before you move on, I just want to let you know that Mountain Gamecock loves your analysis. He says it's the best analysis he's heard about South Carolina
very kind of him in a long time.
Very,
very, very kind of him. You know, we had another Gamecock fan, Ramona, who said something really nice on the text line. And, oh, here it is. How about this, Ramona? Listen. Awesome. I love your show. This is Brock, by the way. I had responded to something. He said, I started listening to the show a couple months ago, and I'm the hugest Gamecock fan, and I've always bashed the show because it's a Tiger show before I ever even bothered to listen to it. I was wrong. I love it. And now I'm a huge supporter. Keep doing what you're doing, man. How about that?
Oh, see, he wasn't listening because he thought it was going to be all Clemson?
Well, that I probably espouse nothing but hate for South Carolina and that kind of stuff. Oh. And I don't. I just do analysis here. You know, the only person I hate is Mike Krzyzewski.
No, you don't.
No, I do. No, actually, I do. No, I pretty much hate him. I think he's the most disingenuous phony of the last 20 years. And I'm not alone because, you know, he's on his little victory tour, Ramona, here, where he's, you know.
Yeah, I know, he's quitting.
But I don't sense a great deal of the public being enamored with his little victory tour. It's like, okay, go like, away already.
They don't care? Yeah, they're like, not going to miss him?
Yeah. You know, look, what he, I haven't even got to his recent incident, but it was reminiscent of the Dylan Brooks handshake incident. This guy thinks he coaches everybody, which is really remarkable. Craig, how are you, Craig?
I told you the under. You never believed me.
You told me what?
I told you the under last night. Oh, yeah.
Well, you were holding your breath on that one at the end of the game.
Oh, that guy ran that interception back. I'm going, what an idiot. Take a knee, you freaking idiot. Oh, you're going to cost me money.
Yeah.
Jesus, man. Even a coach was saying, take a knee.
Yeah, I mean, that game went from 9-6 to nearly covering the 53. And I kept thinking to myself, oh, God, if Alabama goes down here and scores in the last minute when Georgia's already ahead and can give it up, that game is actually going to go over the total, which was pretty remarkable for a game that was 9-6 forever.
I was going to go to bed at halftime. I don't really watch a lot of college football, but I said, you know what, let me just – fortunately, it came out okay. And you know what? I don't really pay attention, but – and Georgia, don't take this personal, please. I upset everybody. But I was watching like a bio on this kid that won the quarterback – the quarterback for Georgia, and I'm glad he won. That's why I was rooting for him. Yeah. But was he like a 14-year senior? Like he was there for like 32 years. Is that how you win a minor league championship?
Oh, God.
10 years?
Oh, God. You should have stuck to the Horatio Alger story. It's honestly, you know, if you like happy endings, this is one of the great endings in the history of sport.
Stetson Bennett's story. Only reason I was rooting, but I didn't know all this about him until last night. Like, was he like 42 years old, taking a Social Security check, playing quarterback? Anyway, you know what? This is a Jet fan peeve. Don Maynard died. When Don Maynard died, he led the NFL in passing yards. He actually was the first wide receiver to 10,000 yards.
Yeah.
He passed away because he was a Jet. 88 touchdowns.
Underrated.
Goes away.
Yeah, Don Maynard, very underrated in the history of football. You know, the Jets had a tight end named Rich Caster, who I'm sure you know.
Rich Caster was underrated
as well.
Yeah, Rich Caster was great. But no, he's gone. I hate to say this. Once Joe goes, we're going to get a World Series. I love Joe, but it's time for Joe to go. All right.
Okay.
Everybody have a good evening. Peace and love.
Thank you, Craig. I'll tell you what I'm going to do here, Ramona. I'm going to slide Rory in, and then Cliff and Spartanburg will get to you as soon as we come back, so don't go anywhere. We need to speak to Cliff about his politically incorrect text the other day. No, we're not going to talk about that. Rory, how are you, Rory?
Hey, Walt, how are you?
I'm well, Rory. Appreciate you getting in. Alabama boy. Saban boy. That's what you told me yesterday, right?
Yeah. I gotta give Craig credit. He did call the under, and all week long I thought the under, and then for some reason I went ahead and took.
Look.
I lost on full fans.
Yeah.
So I'm like. The big loser. Everybody's got a big laugh on Rory. Oh, well, you know, you win some, you lose some. Well, I'm here to eat my
crumb. Look, had Jameson Williams not been injured, that game definitely goes over that total.
Well, I told one of my buddies today, I said, I had changed my bet, my whole thought pattern from about 2 o'clock on. And I'm going to blame Quackamania on it because he's the one that kind of reconvinced me that Saban was all almighty just by listening.
Wait, it's Quack's fault that you picked Alabama?
No.
Good.
No, it's not. Good. I started hearing him say the thing, so then I start thinking it, and it sounds bad.
Oh, look, some of those Alabama people who were calling in yesterday saying Alabama's going to win by 30 because of Nick Saban, I admit that the Saban factor worried me too. I mean, with good reason. I mean, but Georgia was just better.
Like yes, like yesterday, I said I did not see a blowout on either side. And then Big Bad Bob about hits it right on the number, saying it was be a 14-point game. And what was it, 15? But golly. And then I call him and say, or I call him out and said, just because he took Georgia, I'm going to take Alabama. Made me even look better, Walt. You know, I mean, just things are so great here in Rory Land. I'm going to have to let you go on all this. I'm just embarrassed as heck. But one good thing, the Bears did get rid of Ryan Pace and Nagy. And, oh, golly, we got to do something better. I've also heard some rumor that they might be looking at Byron Leftwich. If you hear anything about that, let me know. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Well, look, I think Leftwich is going to be considered for a number of jobs and should be. I think there's a lot of promise. I think if Brady trusts you and he seems to trust Leftwich, I think it's a really good sign. I actually am higher on Leftwich than I am on Todd Bowles getting another shot. I think Todd Bowles has been blessed with incredible talent. Not that Leftwich hasn't, but and I'll acknowledge all the injuries that Bowles has had this year. But I just don't know if you separate Bowles from all that talent, what it looks like. I think Leftwich could work with a young quarterback, whether that would be a Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville or Justin Fields in Chicago. I think that's conceivable. I've thought all along that Doug Peterson was going to get one of these gigs, but we'll see. Georgia Tech Mike writes, Mike DeVoe was the guy who got into it with Coach K. No, I know. Mike, I was referencing the prior incident with Dylan Brooks in Oregon in the handshake aisle years ago. And yeah, I know it was DeVoe. And it was a little bit of a different situation because DeVoe was talking a little crap to the Duke bench, not aimed at Krzyzewski per se, but the Duke bench. But Krzyzewski decided that he needed to take upon himself to discipline DeVoe. So he's calling timeout. He's walking out on the court. I mean, I have no idea who Krzyzewski thinks he is. I mean, he's talked about before calling reporters in on the carpet. I've heard him say this. I've heard him actually say before that over like a nothing incident that he called. Yeah, he said, yeah, I called him in on the carpet for that. You what? You did what? I mean, who on earth do you think you are? You don't. The reporter doesn't work for you, buddy. I got a newsflash for you. This guy thinks he's like the czar of all of college basketball, and he continues to basically clown himself. And the Dylan Brooks handshake line deal with Oregon is still one of the most offensive things I've ever seen. This guy flat out lied. I mean, he flat out lied. He met Dylan Brooks. If people forget, Cliff, I'm coming right to you on the other side. If people forget, Oregon beat Duke in the NCAA tournament. And Dylan Brooks was instrumental. He hit a big shot at the end and took a three. And Krzyzewski was lamenting that, suggested to Dylan Brooks that you're better than that. You don't need to be taking that shot to make. This is a guy who's run up the score routinely and everybody could throughout his whole career. And he has the nerve to discipline an opposing player after the biggest moment of their life and win an NCAA tournament because they beat you. Just disgusting. And Krzyzewski said, when asked about it, he said, no, I didn't say any of those things. He said, I just congratulate him. That's what Krzyzewski said. Krzyzewski basically called the kid a liar. And then, unfortunately for Krzyzewski, this is a videotape world, and it was all on audio and video. And then Krzyzewski had to admit later that, yeah, he had, and he shouldn't have done that after he got caught in the flat-out lie. So, look, I respected that guy at one point, but I have no respect for him anymore. So I don't care about his little retirement. I just don't. I'm sorry. I think he's the most disingenuous phony in the world of sports today. Cliff in Spartanburg, I'm coming right to you.
Emanating from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing high-speed fiber to homes and businesses, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Fried chicken, just like Mama makes. Seafood, platters, and fresh fried oysters, not to mention our famous lizard dinner. No kidding. Who serves up all this deliciousness? The Chicken Basket, that's who. 226-3242, Highway 24, Anderson.
Wow, 2021 flew by. but I sure am ready for 2022. My favorite way to start the new year is to make my home feel like new with Zero Res carpet and air duct cleaning. Only Zero Res uses the advanced patented process with ZR water for superior long-lasting clean. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $119. And when you mention my name, Mickey, you will get a hallway clean for free. Call 864-558-7300 or schedule online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, the right way to clean.
Clemson Marina is getting families into new 2022 Triton fiberglass and aluminum fishing boats and other great brands this spring. Triton boats are built for performance, designed to get you on the fish and to the top of the leaderboard. Schedule a service appointment and our certified techs will keep your boat running smoothly all year. We have daily and weekly boat rentals, private events and catering at the grill, and a hassle-free boating alternative at Freedom Boat Club. Clemson Marina, your authorized Triton boat dealer.
Hi, this is Jeff with the Pound Cake Man in Clemson with a question for you. If you haven't tried our delicious made-from-scratch pound cakes, what are you waiting for? We've got over 80 different flavors to choose from in whole cakes or cupcakes, regular, gluten-free, or dairy-free. We also offer free delivery anywhere in the Clemson area. If you have come by, we thank you for your support. Check out our bakery on Old Greenville Highway in Clemson or our website, lbcakes.com, and be looking for our next location in Greenville this spring. The Pound Cake Man, just delicious.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class Service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
Having your vehicle worked on can be like gambling in Vegas. Usually the odds aren't in your favor. The service team at George Coleman Ford delivers the same integrity and honesty found throughout the company with the service director, Kurt Shockley, who has been there for nearly 30 years. No hidden fees, any maker model service, even open Saturdays until 1 with free pickup and delivery. Do yourself a favor. Call 834-6080 and have your vehicle serviced at George Coleman Ford.
This Wednesday, the Clemson Tigers are back on the road as they head up north to South Bend, Indiana to take on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. An always tough environment in the Joyce Center, the Tigers look to defeat the home crowd and come away with a win. Broadcast begins 30 minutes prior to tip. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
Right here on The Roar, 105.5 and 97.5, where every day is game day.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can really control your savings. Because when you drive less, you save more with pay per mile. So you're really in control of your savings. Only paying for the miles you drive. Yeah, life is good when you're in the driver's seat. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings varies subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Norfolk, Illinois.
You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
He can absolutely move in a different direction quickly without warning.
Where every day is game day.
Nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Walt Temptula, Red Ranger, you're back. Cliff will come right to you. Let me tell you about Gary Mahaffey. Look, Gary is going to be holding a Medicare basic seminar. It is free. It's recommended for anyone turning 65 or beginning disability Medicare at some point during 2022. This is going to be Sunday, March 27, 2022, from 3 to 5. So you have plenty of time to get in theory, but you have to act now. At the Holiday Inn Express in Piedmont, the venue's just off exit 40 on Highway 153 in Pottersville at exit 40. That's right off the interstate. Seating will be limited.
it'll fill up quickly. So this is where the part where you have to act. So call 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484 to RSVP. Materials and refreshments are going to be provided. It's first come, first serve, so you have to set it up now. You have to call the number now. Outside of the annual enrollment period, Medicare has over 150 special election periods that a person might qualify for. So call Gary at 864-307-8484, and he can determine if you might be eligible for one of those special election periods based upon your individual circumstances. Gary has helped so many of you already. I have unsolicited testimonials to the end of time on Gary and what he's done for people. Dial the number, speak to Gary, 864-307-8484, and reserve your spot for Sunday, March 27th. Again, the seminar is free. You'll thank me later. Cliff, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how are you?
Good.
Hey, you know, I'd say about 10 years ago, I had an equal dislike for Saban and Krzyzewski. And they've gone in opposite directions. You know,
exactly.
I've kind of warmed to Saban. You know, he's kind of lightened up. He's got a sarcastic humor. You know, he still has his edge, but even his bad moments are more, you know, the I want to fight you, not the old man lecturing moments.
Yeah.
You know, and Coach K, I mean, Coach K's just gotten worse every year. The worst thing that happened with him was that Team USA deal, you know, where he became cool with the NBA guys.
Yeah.
I still maintain that was one of the biggest recruiting advantages that there ever was. But yeah, it's just, like you said, he wants to be the czar. You know, and the ironic thing is people, I think, would sign up for Saban to leave Bama and be the czar of college football tomorrow.
Look, he's an absolute control freak in terms of outcome. You know, for most of his career, he's managed to control outcome by not playing any road games. You know, he has other than the compulsory ACC Big Ten challenge, in which he occasionally has to face a road game, and he has no choice about that. But other than that, he only plays neutral site venues. He does not play road games. And in so doing, he has protected his NCAA tournament status and their seeding, and tried to provide himself a competitive advantage in that regard. Now, later in his life, he's trying to actually control the other side as well, which is just astonishing. You know, he actually thinks he has the right to be able to rule over the other team and how they conduct themselves now, which is really special.
You know, he wants you to respect him because he says so.
Yeah.
You know, Saban wants you to respect him because he beat you.
Yeah.
You know, it's just,
Krzyzewski wants you to kiss the ring.
Kiss the ring, bow down.
Yeah.
Right. Sit, peasant, I told you not to take that shot.
Right.
So why are you shooting? I mean, it's wild. And I hope there's a reporter in Raleigh or Chapel Hill or, you know, that's just ready to put him on a stake at the end here and just, you know, just let it all out, especially if he has a history of calling these guys out and behind the scenes,
yeah,
you know, giving them spankings. So, well, you mentioned the historic pass rush class coming out. And, you know, last night it seemed like both teams had offensive lines with a lot of future NFL talent on there.
Yep.
And the pockets were non-existent. There were no pockets.
That's true.
It was more than just Will Anderson. It was more than, you know, the mountain in the middle for Georgia. I mean, you know, these guys had freshmen, sophomores just collapse in the pocket with 4 and 5 man rushes. And, you know, credit to both quarterbacks. I thought they both took a lot of hits. They could have thrown penalties every other play for shots to the face, late hits. And both those guys who were both undersized, especially compared to those defenses, they stood in and played ball to the end. So, you know, I didn't have a dog in the fight, but I thought both guys competed. And is Georgia's defense historically good, or
I don't think so. Well, you know, let me say this. I think the front seven is very good. The secondary, I actually think is quite porous. I mean, really porous. And I don't think they were exposed because, you know, Alabama was missing both of their receivers. And so I don't think, and plus Georgia had a much more aggressive game plan and I think was much more inventive in disguising their blitzes than in game one. So that set Bryce Young on the run all night long, and I think would have limited his success with the receivers anyway. But I think the back end is just too porous. And again, I think they were exposed to 550 yards of offense the first time these two teams played to be considered, you know, one of these the greatest defenses of all time. I think that front seven, though, very good. That group might be historically great. Now, you know, where I would place them, I would need to really sit down and think about that, because there have been so many great defenses throughout the history, and the game has evolved and changed so much that it makes it difficult to judge, you know, one era versus another. But I mentioned earlier that, you know, when Switzer was running Oklahoma, he had the whole Selman family on defense, and Leroy Selman is the greatest college defensive player ever lived, in my estimation. So, you know, there have obviously been many, many great defensive teams, but Georgia certainly had a wealth of talent.
Yeah, I think less historically great. I mean, if they go against LSU, Burrow's LSU, I think they get carved.
They would have been killed. They would have been absolutely carved up against either of the last two teams that won the national title, LSU or Alabama, a year ago. They were a version of Georgia carved up by that Alabama offense. So, I mean, by and large, as a team, Cliff, because I've been asked this multiple times in terms of where they place, I've said a lot of positive things about Georgia, but as a team, I mean, I think they would have been destroyed by any of the last three prior national champions. I think 2018 Clemson, 2019 LSU, 2020 Bama kills this team. And again, that doesn't lessen the accomplishment of winning a national champion. Georgia was the best team in the country this year, and the two best teams in the country played for it, and Georgia won.
Yeah, and on the defense, to your point, I will say I think they've adapted better to the new age spread than maybe most. Even, you know, not just out recruiting, but schematically. I mean, the speed at linebacker. I mean, you know, you look at teams like Iowa State, who schematically have adjusted and overcome. But you know, Georgia's done it with the recruiting, and you know, they're able to play a 3-4, which at times looks like a base nickel, and stop the run. I mean, no one can even move the ball in them in the run game. So I do tip my cap to them in that sense. But yeah.
And Lewis Cena, we talked about on Twitter last night and earlier on the show with Bryce. Lewis Cena was instrumental in that effort last night at safety, because he had more collisions with Brian Robinson than any other Georgia player.
And, you know, I think that is what's been missing from Georgia for a decade. I mean, they had, you know, the Greg Blues and the Headhunters. Yeah, that anchored those defenses. Yeah. And he could be, you know, he's got a ways to go, but he's flashing some of that. So while I'll jump off, if you're Kevin Colbert and this is your swan song draft for the Steelers, are you taking a late first-round flyer on Howell or Corral, or are you going – to try to reclaim one of these younger quarterbacks, maybe the Tannehill with the Titans route?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good question, Cliff. I think that, you know, the Steelers have a roster that is ready to win now, except at the quarterback position. Therefore, you know, a rookie can still mean a learning curve. I think it depends on who's available to them. But I think it's a team that would be wise to explore a veteran quarterback. And because, again, I think, look, if – and I don't know which particular quarterback, but if the Steelers could trade
essentially trade Ben Roethlisberger for a Russell Wilson or for an Aaron Rodgers, they're a legit big-time Super Bowl contender immediately, and maybe even a favorite because the defense is elite. They just can't be on the field all the time. The offensive line was remade this year, was slow to come around. I'm still not sure they've come around completely, quite honestly. But Najee Harris is a piece they can build on. There's receiver talent. You have to fix the quarterback position. It's the most important position, and that's their task, regardless of which path they choose. They have to fix that spot.
Yeah, I mean, they've never made the big splash in free agency, so you just
wonder.
You know, you wonder. It feels more like they're going to get Bridgewater or. You know, and that's why I go back to some of the young quarterbacks. So they take a low-cost swing at a Daniel Jones and try to build his career, or a Darnold or somebody like that, you know, where the pieces are around him where maybe they weren't so before, and you know, much like Tannehill with the Titans. So so we'll see. Yep. Time will tell.
Yep. Good job, Cliff, as always. Good talking to you, as always. Nathan, I'm coming to you on the other side, so don't go anywhere and we'll get to you. Walter Tiller, Road Rage, quick break.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Hey, how did you sleep last night? Research shows adults need between 7 and 9 hours of sleep every night. Most don't. The number one reason given? A bad mattress. Sleep may be the most important activity you do every day. It affects your mood, energy, productivity, and health. Visit the sleep experts at Engineered Sleep and find the perfect mattress for a better night's sleep for your family. Use code WCCP for 10% off. That's up to $250 off. American made right here in Greenville. Visit EngineersSleep.com for a better sleep and a better life.
The average inch loss at the Health Fair is 17 inches in 30 days. That's straight off the belly. Our secret is we only target belly fat that causes stroke, heart attack, high blood pressure, diabetes, sleep apnea, even cancer. The Health Fair is so easy, you can still have your ribeye, baked potato, and your favorite drink. Sounds too good to be true, but we guarantee your waistline will shrink or your money back. This month, join the Health Fair and get a week's worth of groceries for free. Buy one program, get one free. Go to iDareMe.com or call 1-877-IDAREME.
Sitting here again today with Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener remarks that he hopes he had a great annual enrollment period and asks if there are special election periods available for people who did not make a change and are regretting it.
Thanks, listener, for the good wishes. Thanks to Walt and WCCP's listeners, we had a fantastic AEP. Now as to the question on special election periods. Medicare has over 150 different special election periods that a person may qualify for. I have to be on top of each of these and recommend that you call and we will discern if any of them apply to you and you can still make a change. Please call 864-307-8484 today.
Let me add my thanks to Gary and all you listeners for supporting Gary and all of our sponsors. Call Gary and see if you qualify for a Medicare special election period at 864-307-8484. You'll thank me later.
A new year comes with new excitement, new ambitions, new milestones. Is this the year you pop the question, have a child? Celebrate a major anniversary. At Diamonds Direct, we're here for you, now more than ever. With our vast selection of exquisite hand-picked diamonds, our world-renowned designer jewelry collections, our industry-leading warranties and guarantees, and our people. People with a passion for helping you mark any occasion with something that's both meaningful and timeless. And our commitment to providing exceptional value is stronger than ever in the new year. Whether you're just starting out on a tight budget or whether you're splurging on that 30th anniversary gift, Diamonds Direct will make sure you get the price that you expect from America's premier direct diamond importer. Welcome to a new year, and welcome to Diamonds Direct, where extreme value combines with the ultimate luxury shopping experience to create that truly magical moment for the milestones in your life. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. On Woodruff Road, across from Target.
Try the new Bo's Chicken Sandwich for just $3.99. It's so good, and only at Bojangles.
Has this ever happened to you? My friend was telling me about his new pair of headphones, so I looked them up online. Now, everywhere I go is a creepy ad for those headphones I looked at one time. I hate that feeling like I'm being watched. I got DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. It's that simple. Take back your privacy online with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Hey, you didn't have to go to college to be a college sports fan. Get all our college football coverage all day, right here. 105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar.
Touchdown!
Where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Sweet Caroline, we are back. Imran, I wrote this on Twitter last night that there were idiots like Joel Klatt calling for JT Daniels. I referenced this point earlier, but didn't read this tweet. This is 17 hours ago. There were idiots like Joel Klatt calling for JT Daniels, a guy who didn't even want to play and a human cement statue. Yes, Bama pressured the highly mobile Stetson Bennett all night. JT Daniels would have been a flipperless seal in a pool full of great whites. And that's what would have happened. That would have been so ugly. So, yeah, don't take any of that advice. Trust me, the right decision was made. And, you know, some Georgia fan wrote earlier and said, well, you know, at least you got to give Kirby credit for when he went to Stetson and he stuck with him. That's true. That is true. You know, when he finally evolved to Stetson Bennett, He stayed with him. That's true. Good. Let's get to these calls. It's Nathan, Todd, and Georgia Greg will wrap up today's show. Have the last word. Nathan, how are you?
Hey, well, you know, I don't know how Georgia wins with a guy named Simpson Bennett. And they had Justin Fields. They let him walk away.
That's true.
At one point.
That's 100% true.
You know, but it seems like the reason Georgia won that game was they stopped Alabama when it mattered the most in the red zone. They did. 32 goals, and I think that's the reason. But have you ever been to a Carolina Panther game? A home game?
Yes.
You know, they play that song, the Sweet Carolina song, when they win, but it doesn't happen often.
Well, that's why we play it every day here, to make up for that.
But, well, have you ever thought about doing a top 50 coach list of all time? I know you did the player list.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if I've done that or not. You know what? I'll do that. I'll do that. I sort of like this. So you're talking NFL coaches?
Any coach.
Okay, all right.
They're all sports.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, you have a good evening, Walt.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, Nathan. Good job as usual. they don't play it very often. You know, they play a song at the Carolina Panthers home games when they win, but they don't play it very often.
No.
Let me tell you about Nick Lavery. Todd and Greg coming to you. Look, do you need someone who knows the law on your side? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get what you deserve. Nick's office is conveniently located downtown Clemson, 115 Strode Circle. Areas of expertise, which are, you know, really all of them, nursing home neglect. If you have a loved one that you think is being victimized by substandard care in a nursing home setting, that can't stand. Call Nick Lavery today, Nick, Clemson's local attorney. He'll help defend you and them by calling his office for a free consultation. Workman's Comp, if you're injured at work, everything seems to go into tailspin. Medical costs, recovery, losing your paycheck, it all adds up to stress and uncertainty about the future. Filing a Workman's Comp claim on top of everything else you're going through is overwhelming. You need to call my guy, Nick Lavery. DUI can be a devastating event that could disrupt your entire life. Boat, car, motorcycle accidents. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, boating accident, it's time to call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, to evaluate your case. The consultation and phone call are completely free. Wrongful death. If your family's faced with the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's vital to know exactly what you need and how to get what you deserve. Real estate closings for home business. You want your closings to go smoothly? Call my friend Nick Lavery. Schedule your free consultation with Nick Lavery Law Office today. 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680. Or visit him online at nicklaverylaw.com. nicklaverylaw.com. And you will thank me later. All right, let's get back to the phones. And it is Todd Neasley. Todd, how are you?
Sick, sad, and depressed.
That's right, Todd. You were pulling for Bama.
Yes. And plus, on top of that, I've been having to fight off COVID all week, and it just made it worse. Boy.
I hope you feel better soon.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. I'm just irritated and pissed. And I will say this. That's an interesting question you brought up about the greatest coach of all time, regardless of sport. To me, it would have to be someone who came in when the program was downtrodden and built it up. So one of mine would be Red Auerbach of the Celtics, because he was the one who came in and built the Celtics from the ground up. And you got I'm not someone who don't like the Celtics, but to me, that's one of the great coaches of all time. Yeah. He built the Celtics from the ground up.
Did Nathan say all sport? Is that what did he say all sport?
I think he said.
Okay.
I think when you said something, and he said, "How about all sports?"
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
I think that'd be a neat list too of all sports.
Yeah, combine them. Yeah, that would be.
You have to go with the Montreal Canadiens coach, whoever that was.
That's true. That's true.
NHL. Yeah. Stanley Cups.
Yeah, it would be. It would be a challenge. I'll think about that.
Well, that's all I got to say, Walt. I'm sad, sick, depressed.
Well, I hope you feel better physically soon. As far as Alabama's fail to Georgia, you're just going to have to live with that one, Todd, for at least a year.
Yeah, I'm going to have to deal with it at work, too. That's the worst part when we get back.
Yeah, around the water cooler. Yeah, yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
that happens. Happens to me in this industry here, too, Todd, so don't feel bad. All right, Todd.
I don't mind eating chicken. I hate swallowing crows.
I understand. Feel better, Todd.
I'm good.
Thank you, Todd. And let me get to George and Greg here, and we'll wrap up with some business. 4th and 16, Ellis Tolbert, Fax and Childress will be coming your way at 7 o'clock, so don't go anywhere. Stay tuned for that. George and Greg.
Hey, Walt, man. One thing I didn't know if you noticed or not. Did you see when they came back from break one time and the stadium was singing Sweet Caroline? I didn't know if you caught that or not last night.
I don't know if I remember that.
I think it was in the second quarter. It's pretty cool.
What I did notice was when I thought that I had somehow inadvertently hit the remote and changed the channel, because suddenly I had some hideous Katy Perry video playing on the screen. I was like, what on God's green earth are you idiots doing now? I mean, are you kidding me? All of a sudden, Katy Perry pops up, and she's doing some new video. I seriously thought, did I change the channel? No,
No,
well, I thought they were going to a Super. I thought they, the college football playoffs had done had a Super Bowl halftime when they kept talking about Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Oh Lord. Well, it's just a great day. I hate Todd's feeling bad, but I feel great for him. there's got to be a yin and a yang to the universe. So if I'm feeling this good, somebody's got to be feeling that bad, right?
Was it 50% off day at the pharmacy today, Greg?
No, but boy, I sure was tired all day. I tell you, I did not sleep any. But it's amazing. You know, they've talked a lot about it. It's amazing what just a weight it feels felt lifted off. It really did.
Oh, yeah. Because trust me, Georgia would have been slaughtered today. Not by me. I mean, nationwide. You know, kids would have been waking up in Japan saying, "Oh, Bulldogs fail."
You know? Yeah, I was thinking the whole time. I was like, I can see it when the Bennett's fumble happened. I was thinking, I can see it now. Alabama persevere with heart and dedication. Everybody there out and still did it. I was like, oh my God! And then finally, Georgia's offensive line held up. And, you know, I told you last night, I said, Munkin's going to have to go over the top. And to do that, he had to give Bennett time to stay back in the pocket. But it wasn't working for the first 50 minutes.
There's no time. Stetson was running for his life. That's why this JT Daniels talk is utterly laughable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, it's obvious what he was doing because – But he didn't have time to do it. But those last 10 minutes were, the way it played out was great. I mean, it was heartbreaking. I mean, it was heart wrenching the first 50 minutes, but the last 10 minutes were just ecstatic. So I know you got to thank your sponsors and all that. I'll call you another day, but
you're good.
Okay. Well, I just, it was definitely, you know, I had a lot of, I called a lot of guys who were in the stands and they said, just like I was at home, just when Ringo returned that pick, I mean, just tears were flowing, man.
The first time any of the Georgia people could breathe when Ringo returned that pick. Because up until then, you probably still had doubts. I really thought when Stetson hit Bowers, I really thought that was it. I thought the game was over at that point. Alabama just had not demonstrated an ability to put the ball in the end zone. And I thought when he hit Bowers that ended the game. And, you know, in that little play there, you know, Stetson had guys in his face much of the night, and that play was no exception. They blitzed. And again, the defender rises up, hits Stetson in the face, helmet. He's calling for the penalty right away. But, you know, forget the penalty for a second and the impact that would have had because Georgia would have had a fresh start, new downs. Anyway, but a year ago, that ball gets deflected. Stetson Bennett threw what was essentially almost a pop pass. He threw it up in the air over the defender and perfectly hit Bowers in stride. I know Bowers was open, but it was getting that ball off and getting it over the defender that was the challenge. And anyone who thinks that's easy is insane. And Stetson did it flawlessly. Almost so it looked like a normal pass, but if you actually watch it in slow motion, he basically throws almost a pop pass. He's fully cognizant.
Right, like a Tebow pass.
Yeah,
you're right.
Exactly right.
Yeah, I agree. You're right. Yep. You know, I thought Cook had the first down. I was surprised they didn't replay it, but the way it worked out, it worked out great.
Yep.
But I was in New Orleans in 80 in eighth grade, and I was in Atlanta with my dad in eighth grade and with my son in 17. So I didn't make last night, but, man, it was a great, it was such a relief.
Congratulations, Greg. Congratulations. It's finally over. Finally over. And now you get a fresh start. Now you get a mulligan. You can go another 40 years now, Greg.
Yeah. I think we're going to have to replace a lot of defenders.
Yeah,
next
you are
year,
going
there,
to see how that Greg, works. I got to run now. Yeah. Now I got to run. Thank you, Greg. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Haul. It's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like they do it at First Class Haul. All their techs have 15 to 35 years worth of experience. They give you a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. That's insane. Go find out what you get with an oil change at First Class Haul because you don't get that kind of service anywhere else. Master Tech, Road
rotating your tires, MasterTech, measuring your brakes, drive and test it, check your fluid, suspension. Right now, they have all sorts of specials. Extreme cold winter service special, $99.95, a whole laundry list of items, $25 off front or rear brake pad replacement and rotary surfacing. Look ahead in 2022 with headlight restoration for just $99. Spend more, save more, 10 off 100, 25 off 200, 40 off 300, any major mileage service, $25 off. And let me remind you, brand new Cherrydale location is now open, 3050 North Pleasantburg Drive. Go see him. I'm done. I'll see you tomorrow.
5.5 Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT AM 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar. Emanating from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing high-speed fiber to homes and businesses, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
He really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Everlawn Independent Living in Clemson's Patrick Square is now accepting reservations for residency. Enjoy no maintenance needed living with all utilities included. Take the hassle out of everyday tasks with beautifully designed lofts offering truly independent living. Short-term and long-term options available. Assisted and memory care units are just a few steps away, making transitional living a breeze. Now is your time to thrive with Everlawn. Call today for a free tour, 864-760-8968, and online at everlawnliving.com.
Ready on take one?
Ready.
Okay, this is a crucial moment of the audiobook, The Big Escape.
Chapter 9, they had waited long enough when finally the clock struck midnight and...
Wait, where are you going? Nope.
When you need a taco, you need a taco. Try the Beefy Melt and Fiesta Veggie Burritos. Just $2 each. Only at Taco Bell. And that's my time.
I'm not the voiceover guy, too. But, guess I'll read the legal copy. At participating Taco Bell stores for limited time only. Price and participation vary. Tax extra. Taco Bell vegetarian items allow for dairy and egg consumption. Preparation methods could lead to cross-contact with me. Visit TacoBell.com.